Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hold on to your seats, cause it's about to go down. Nerds and geeks, this is it. Episode 1100. Yes, Nerdorama has reached 1100 episodes celebrated today. On the legendary Friday Nights of the Nerdo Roundtable, yours truly, King Nerdivist and Tawala Sharp, holding it down solo. Why? Because, well, the other fantabulous Friday Nights had other stuff to do. So, with no further ado, let's get into it. First and foremost, Guardians of the Galaxy, the holiday special.
I just saw on the calendar that right now on Earth, it's almost Christmas time.
We don't have time for trivialities like Christmas.
But Peter's so sad about Gamora being gone. Maybe if we go to Earth for a really wonderful Christmas gift, it would make him happy. Something special he will never forget.
What about someone special?
We're looking for the legendary Kevin Bacon. I just said that, Drax.
If your voice is small and mousy, I think maybe he didn't hear you. You're coming with us as a Christmas present.
I'm Groot.
I am not going to sit and spoil this for you because it is such a treat. I want you to be able to unwrap the glory yourself. I will just say, as a fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise, this is absolutely a cherry on top. Now, I know we're about to get Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and that is going to be stellar. It is said to be a tear-jerking, heart-wrenching adventure of a lifetime, and I cannot wait for that. But man, the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special has proven once again that Marvel and the MCU is onto something special with these short films. Guardians of the Galaxy, the holiday special, is just as fantastic as Werewolf by Night, in that just like Werewolf by Night, it gives you an amazing story in a relatively short amount of time. And let me tell you this. This is not a snoozer. This is not something that you can miss. This is something that has repercussions, I would say, that affect the future of the Guardians of the Galaxy moving forward. It tells a wonderful backstory. It has amazing surprises, lots of laughs, and most importantly, holiday cheer. There are a couple of really good feel-good moments that happen in this mini film that I absolutely love, and I encourage you to sit down with your family and friends and watch this, unless you're a Guardians of the Galaxy hater, and then, you know, kiss ass. Also this week, Andor, the season finale of Volume 1. Because yes, it's already been revealed that they are doing two seasons of Andor, with the second season leading right up to Rogue One. But let me just say this, for everyone that has been quote unquote hating on Andor, well, look, I will just say this. Yes, the series is slow, but it needs to be. It has action where it needs to, but most importantly, Andor successfully changes the way the original trilogy should be looked at. Yes, Luke Skywalker and Han Solo and Princess Leia and Chewie and R2 and C-3PO and even old Ben Kenobi, they may have been seen as the heroes of the moment, the individuals who brought the Empire down by, you know, putting together this ragtag squad to save the princess, to get these plans, and to have Luke, you know, lead this mission led by the Force to fire two torpedoes down the shaft that led to the flawed, you know, reactor of the Death Star that caused it to blow up and, yes, stop the Empire, so to speak, because we all know after the Death Star exploded, that did not destroy the Empire. They still had Star Destroyers and battle stations and troops and loyalists and everyone all across the galaxy. So the Empire's main weapon may have been destroyed, but the Empire was still, for the most part, alive and well in the second Death Star's destruction. The Emperor was killed, but even then, as you saw, the Empire still wasn't destroyed. You just destroyed their main weapon. I'm sorry, I digress. I say all that to say, Andor really, really skillfully showcases and highlights how Luke and Han and Leia and everyone and all that, that was just one part of the entirety of the rebellion. Luke and Han and Chewie, they got the gold medals in the end and were standing, you know, on the stairs of Yavin and being celebrated as heroes. And yes, they led a very heroic mission, but a heroic mission that was built on the backs of individuals that are showcased within the series Andor. The rebellion itself was not fought by just one individual. The rebellion was fought by many galaxies wide. There are so many series on Star Wars, be it Clone Wars, which showcases pockets of the rebellion. You know, it's where you were introduced to Forrest Whitaker, Saul Guerrera character, and several others who appear in some of these live action, you know, shows that we see. Yeah, there are animated series like Star Wars Rebellion and Resistance Rising and all these different shows and series and little things that they keep putting out where you are shown how the rebellion took place in different pockets all across the galaxy and had different heroes that were pivotal in the overall success that ultimately led to the discovery of the plans, which led to the destruction of the Death Star and yada, 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 yada. Andor, if properly titled, should have been called Rise of the Resistance, because that is what Andor really showcases. Cassian Andor may be a focal character that they're tying the series around, but Cassian Andor isn't the focus of the series. There are so many other characters that you're introduced to. There are so many levels of hierarchy going from the people on the outer rim planets all the way to the inner workings of the Empire with the ISB and how they plot and plan and how the tyranny of the Empire is spread throughout the galaxy and how the individuals, even within the Empire, even within the higher ranking classes of people, fought to take it down from the inside all the way down to those soldiers, those people like Cassian Andor and everyone else who led that mission on Rogue One, how that all comes together, what motivates those individuals. It is such a long form story that it could only be done on a platform like a Disney Plus. And that is why I encourage everyone to watch Andor, because for me, it was just fire like that.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
themselves. So fat and satisfied.
They're everywhere. They're watching me now.
Soon enough, these days will end. There will be no rules going forward.
People are standing up. That's what a reckoning sounds like.
So, you know, basically, get a bar. Also, congratulations to Ryan Coogler and the entire Wakanda Forever team for crossing $500 million worldwide and still counting. I know Avatar Way of the Water is dropping soon, and everyone is predicting that that's going to do 180 to 190 million first weekend. And great, if you're into the Avatar film and you want to see that, fantastic. I myself was not a fan of the first Avatar story. Visually, yes, beautiful, but the story is a basic retread of every Tarzan, Last Samurai, Pocahontas story that's out there. Nothing new was told in that story. It was just visually beautiful to watch, which I'm sure this one will be as well, although 3D films have surpassed what they did in the original film, so maybe there's something new to be seen in this one. I don't know, not rushing out to go see that one, and I'm pretty sure it'll probably be available to watch at home sooner than later, because as you just saw with Black Adam dropping, like, you know, damn near immediately while it is still in theaters, film companies are aware that we are now watching films at home and we are not rushing out to theaters en masse like we used to. You know, the theater business as itself, while there are still those who want to get out and see stuff on IMAX, there's probably a lot more who want to see it at home because COVID. So whatever. Also, interesting news that I just came across, and I'm sure you probably, you know, heard about it. If not, Blade has a new director. The new director of the Blade movie starring Mahershala Ali that will be coming, I believe, sometime between 2024 and 2026. We're going to be getting Blade. Well, Blade has a brand new director and has a brand new script. The new director is Jan Demange, whose last name I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, but you know Jan from his first work with Lovecraft Country, where he cut his teeth. You see what I did there? Cut his teeth. Okay, look. So Jan is the new director. Michael Starsberry is the new script writer. And that is why the film has been pushed back to, again, like I said, 2024. Yeah, 2024. And it is because of these reasons alone, not because there's any problems, not because they don't believe in Blade, but they wanted to get it right. They had one story with Bassam Tariq that they thought was great, but it wasn't going the direction that they wanted to. They, you know, parted ways, you know, on good terms, and, you know, turned it over to a new creative team that, from what you saw with Lovecraft Country, they're looking to bring to Blade, make it dark, make it more intense, make it more akin to the original Blade film series, which is a good thing for those of us who are looking forward to Blade. A few other Marvel tidbits that are out there. Don't know if you saw, but they have just released the first looks at the stars of the Marvels, Carol Danvers, Monica Rambeau, and Kamala Khan. All together, they look great. Also in the news, over at DC Studios, yes, DC Studios, as it will now be known under the heading of James Gunn and the other guy, they have just dropped a trailer for Doom Patrol Season 4.
We're doomed.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Something very big and very dangerous is headed our way. Immortus is real and it's coming. We are wandering into the literal end of days as we speak.
I think he's serious.
The Immortus Project.
It's the pursuit of immortality.
Have you ever wondered why you've looked exactly the same for decades? They get you longevity. That's it. It's all over for you lot.
We have to stop this before it's too late.
What do you say? Do you want to go and save them all?
We are heroes, are we not?
Fine.
This is code red!
To stop this, we have to confront our past.
We're gonna have to go back to where this all began.
What the f-
Holy shit, we're doomed.
At least you got to have an orgasm before you die. Thank you.
Now, once again, this is another fantastic trailer for Doom Patrol. I love this trailer for season 4. I love the trailer for season 3. Unfortunately, I never got to the end of season 2. And I don't know why. Doom Patrol is such an enjoyable show. It's weird. It's quirky. It's offbeat. It's absurdly obscene at times. It is everything you want from the Doom Patrol. But for some reason or other, I have not made my way back to watching that. But with this trailer here for season 4, I am absolutely positively going to get back into Doom Patrol. Mark Ronner says that I got to, so I've absolutely got to, because Mark Ronner does not lie. And lastly, on the film and TV side, Bambi, The Reckoning. Yes, you heard me right. Bambi, The Reckoning. It is a new film that reimagines the Disney classic as a horror film, just like Pooh, Blood and Honey. Yes, the same studio that brought you Pooh, Blood and Honey is giving you Bambi, The Reckoning. Directed by Scott Jeffrey, Bambi, The Reckoning is an incredibly dark retelling of the 1928 story that we all know and love. But in this telling of the Bambi story, Bambi is a vicious killing machine that lurks in the wilderness. Imagine Bambi with antlers and rabies. Yes, I cannot wait for the trailer to drop for this one. And I know Ryan McBain is going to lose his mind when he hears about Bambi, The Reckoning. Over in the world of comics, DC Comics has recently announced a year-long storyline entitled The Dawn of DC. The Dawn of DC is a new year-long and line-wide storytelling initiative which spins out of Dark Crisis on Infinite Earths as well as 2023's DC Universe Lazarus Planet before officially kicking off with Action Comics issue 151 in January. Now, as is reported, The Dawn of DC plans to launch over 20 new titles, including several fan favorite heroes and villains who have not had ongoing titles as of late. The first wave of titles include Superboy, Man of Tomorrow, Unstoppable Doom Patrol, Green Lantern Hal Jordan, Green Lantern John Stewart, Batman the Brave and the Bold, Green Arrow, Cyborg, Shazam, Steelworks, and The Penguin. According to DC publisher and chief creative officer Jim Lee, in a statement, he says, quote, after the near multiverse ending events in Dark Crisis on Infinite Earths and DC Universe Lazarus Planet, the DC Universe will be heading toward the light. With brand new series and story arcs from some of the top creative members in comics, Dawn of DC is one of our most ambitious initiatives ever and is a chance for us to tell bigger and bolder stories across our line, end quote. And I hope, I truly, truly hope that this is the signal that DC Comics will be back in full effect. And when I say back in full effect, I mean making comics, new storylines for new comic readers to discover. And hopefully that will be adopted into the new DC Studios initiative being headed up by James Gunn, who says that he has a larger plan in mind for the DC universe, taking it into a bolder and brighter direction. So hopefully these things work hand in hand. And moving into a world that we all know that I love truly, the world of toys. Right now, dolls. But dolls with a hip hop twist. I am talking about Fresh Dolls by the World of EPI, which is a leading manufacturer of multicultural dolls and toys. They have partnered with Rock the Bells, the global lifestyle platform elevating hip hop culture from its roots to modern day, which was founded by none other than the one and only LL Cool J. Well, they have recently announced that they have partnered up to create a hip hop themed collection of dolls, which will be available at select Walmart locations. The first wave of products will be released in honor of the 50th anniversary and includes dolls wearing iconic hip hop inspired fashion and thematic adult coloring books featuring contemporary modern style from acclaimed artist Jay Pierce. And as I look at their website right now, Walmart has these dolls available. They actually have an image of the dolls doing, you know, classic hip hop pose. And all I can say is, yeah, fresh to death. So why don't you go on and cop those for your kiddos for Christmas and get them into this hip hop spirit. And with that, my friends, I thank you, truly, truly thank you for tuning in to Nerdorama and the legendary Friday nights of the Nerd Round Table. Let me tell you this, big changes are a coming. Stay tuned. Until then, and when I am able to let you know more, I bid you peace and love. Excelsior!
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.